what I'd like to have in it. Let me assure you, your dwelling place will be befitting to your likes and dislikes. You will not be disappointed in your eternal dwelling place. Not at all. It'll be just the way you want it. You will be completely happy. So, Jesus Christ gives life. Now, why do we call it eternal life? Let me explain why we call it eternal life. We studied this when we studied stress, anxiety, and depression. First couple of lessons. We call it eternal life, people, because when you believed in Jesus Christ as Savior, you were crucified with Him. You were buried with Him. And now you're raised to the newness of eternal life. It's the life of God. So that's the picture of eternal life. We were crucified with Christ and were raised in this new life. So Jesus Christ gives life. If life, there must be a body. So we're going to have a resurrected body. And now there must be a place for us to dwell, an eternal dwelling mansion. And it's prepared by Jesus Christ. So, the first great truth, comfort our souls when in spiritual turmoil, eternal life, eternal security, and now eternal dwelling place. And people, let me just tell you, you don't lose it. I don't care how bad of a Christian you are. He's not going to keep, every time you sin, He doesn't go take a piece of furniture out of your eternal dwelling. He doesn't do that. That's not God. You're not going to lose it. Another good old gospel I'm sure most probably never heard. Lord, I don't need a mansion. Just build me a cabin in a corner of glory land. Need the shade of the tree of life that it may ever stand. You ever heard that, Wes? That song? Never heard that? Yeah, it's a good old gospel. Oh, man. I got to educate you people. But, huh? I just did. But there is no shack in the corner of glory land. We have a mansion. And it's yours, and it's not going to be taken away from you. So this is a first comforting of the soul. A home waiting for us. Then later in the chapter, Jesus Christ will give great comfort for time we remain on earth. He's going to give us the Holy Spirit for here. So He's just taking care. He's covering everything. First of all, He's just settling them in, man, about He's leaving, what He's doing, our eternal estate. Then He's going to say, okay, now let's take care of while I'm gone here. I'm going to send you another helper. I'm going to send you another comforter just like me, the Holy Spirit. You're going to learn, if I do my job the way that I see it, we're going to learn what love is. We're going to learn how spiritual love works, what it looks like in action. This is what love does. First, let me calm your soul about where I'm going, things like that. Let me calm your soul about the eternity thing. You're worried about the kingdom? Let me tell you something. I got you taken care of for all eternity in your mansion. Okay, that's the long way. Now let me take care of right now. Let me comfort you. I'm going to give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit. You're going to learn how spiritual, we're going to learn how spiritual love functions, what it looks like in action. Third principle. Very important principle before we enter into study. These comforting truths are not to lead us to, and I'll explain what I mean, but if you're taking notes, these comforting truths are not to lead us to defeatism or escapism. Defeatism or escapism. Many believers in trouble or fear or loss, they love to go to the doctrine of the rapture. Passages like this as escapism. Now, people, my life's in turmoil, and my wife doesn't love me anymore, and the mortgage company's taking my house, and this is happening to my body, and all these things. Oh, God, I wish the rapture would occur today. I just wish the rapture would just come and end it. People, the doctrine of the rapture is not an escape doctrine. It's not, the rapture's not designed to get you off the hook. The rapture is not designed to clean up the mess you've made of your life. That's not what that doctrine's about. I got good news for you. He's got some wonderful teachings to handle those things right now. And you don't even have to leave the earth. He's got some wonderful truths that will help you with all of these